This is Behind the Game, Episode 4, September 14th, 1985. Jordan enjoys cheap shots, scores 71 points. Normal Illinois was anything but on a mid-September night in 1985. The story behind Michael Jordan's attendance is almost as great as the performance he'd put on for the 6,000 fans at Illinois State University's Horton Fieldhouse, approximately 130 miles southwest of Chicago. Full court with Michael Jordan was the brainchild of Mike Justin of WBNQ Radio. Months prior, he invited Jordan to partake in a fundraising benefit for the Heart of Illinois Special Olympics and the Illinois State University Arena Fund. After an extended wait from Jordan's agency, Justin received a rejection letter. However, he remained hopeful. Rick Cooper, a publicist and friend of Justin's, was at a Chicago area golf driving range with a friend. Cooper's friend spotted Jordan at the range, and Cooper introduced himself. Recounting the details, Justin said that Cooper was persistent and told Jordan that he was working with Justin and that Jordan's presence at the benefit would definitely help get the ISU arena built. Jordan said he was familiar with the request before asking Cooper, "Is that your bucket of balls?" Cooper, "Yes." MJ, "Let me hit one. If I bust it real good, I'll come." Jordan teed it up and hit it perfect before saying, "I'll have my agent call you in the morning." Justin said that Jordan, the reigning NBA Rookie of the Year, lowered his appearance fee to $10,000 due to his interest in the Special Olympics. C.L. Strickland of Strickland Chevrolet paid Jordan's fee. In turn, WBNQ gave promotional airtime to Strickland's dealership. There was a welcome dinner for Jordan on September 13th. The following day, he was at Strickland's Chevrolet to meet fans and sign autographs. The game itself was scheduled to tip off at 8 p.m. that night. Michael Jordan was an honorary member of the WBNQ Cheap Shots. 3 days prior to the game, Chenoa native and recently named head coach of Michael Jordan's Chicago Bulls, Stan Albeck, confirmed that he'd be coaching MJ's Cheap Shots team. This was the first game that Stan Albeck would be coaching Michael Jordan. Their opponents were the Twin City All-Stars, comprised of local celebrities and a handful of former ISU basketball players. Advanced tickets were $5 for adults and $3 for children. At the door, a dollar extra. The Cheap Shots led 48-34 at the half. Jordan would finish with an astonishing 71 points, including 33 field goals, as his team won the game 93-90. Twin City's leading scorers were Michael McKenney with 21 points and Ricky Johnson with 19. Reggie Redbird, the ISU mascot, chirped in, with 2 points of his own, likely from the wing, before being subbed out and returning to mascot duties. The newspaper report said that Jordan treated the fans to, quote, "his full arsenal of whirling slam dunks and acrobatic layups," end quote. A van had to be parked next to Jordan's locker room just so he could leave the arena after the game. Most importantly, the benefit raised $22,135. How do we know this much information about the event? Well, the head coach of Jordan's opponents was Jim Barnhart. Jim also doubled as the Pantograph sports editor, a local newspaper. His August 21 article, titled Air Jordan, provided the basis of this great recount. In a somber footnote, C.L. Strickland passed away in April of 2017, aged 74. On September 15, 1985, the day after full court with Michael Jordan, MJ was back in action again, this time at Chicago Stadium. He played in the Push for Excellence Pro Basketball Classic. A team of NBA All-Stars, including Magic Johnson, Isaiah Thomas, and Dominique Wilkins, played against a team of rookie All-Stars. Jordan, though not a rookie, did play with the Rooks and dropped 37 points.